on the phone now is a gentleman by the name of Chris Bliss, who I met, 15, 20 years ago, when he was a full-time comedian working on the road, working clubs all around the country. About 10 years ago, Chris undertook a massive effort. The effort was to build the nation's first monument to the Bill of Rights. It's hard for me to believe that one of the great documents in human history, the Bill of Rights, which doesn't tell us what our rights are, but what rights the government can't restrict, starts off with Congress shall make no law. It tells you that they can't do illegal search and seizure, they can't quarter soldiers in your home, that you have the right to trial by jury, the Second Amendment, of course, the right to bear arms, and on and on and on. That there was no monument to those anywhere in the United States. So Chris undertook this, I believe it was close to a decade ago, and tomorrow he's going to dedicate that monument. It has taken him that long, but he has finally gotten to that point. He is on the phone from Phoenix, Arizona, where the monument is going to be officially dedicated tomorrow. Chris, congratulations and welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Paul. And tomorrow, little known to everybody, which is the reason we chose, people go, why December 15th? Well, it actually is Bill of Rights Day. It's the least known commemorative holiday on the calendar, probably, because Franklin Roosevelt declared it on the 150th anniversary of the ratification of the Bill of Rights. That was December 15th, 1941. That was 8 days after Pearl Harbor. And Bill of Rights Day has been lost in the shuffle ever since.
Mm.
So if you actually tune into the news tomorrow, you are more likely to hear that it's National Cupcake Day. And I not only wish I was making that up, I'm going to start writing those people letters telling them, you know, there's a National Chocolate Cupcake Day, there's a National Vanilla Cupcake Day. Can't you just put it all together and give us back December 15th for the Bill of Rights, just one day for the great ideas without sugary treats?
Yeah. So
that's why we chose December 15th, and you're almost right. It's 7 years since I started MyBillOfRights.org.
Oh, 7 years. Yeah, the website is MyBillOfRights.org, and I'm hoping that the idea expands to other states, including here in Missouri and Illinois at some point. But considering the effort it took you to get this one going, as one of the people who was one of the initial donators to the cause, I'm so happy to see it happening. And the remarkable part of this is not just that you were able to get it done, but you got it done with everybody in the state legislature coming on board. Not one vote against this in Arizona, right?
Yeah, it was kind of politically, the whole thing's kind of a dare. It's like, I dare you to say you're against a Bill of Rights, the Bill of Rights. You know, and most of them, I shouldn't say most of them, but some of those legislators would be against the Bill of Rights if they bothered to read it. And that's the reason we put it up across from the state capitol. That's our idea for state capitals, is that's where the laws are written, so the lawmakers can reference the source of our laws, the Bill of Rights. And it's also where every school kid in the state goes on a school field trip at some point. This is a major monument, too. It's beautiful. I don't know if you've seen any of the photos or anything those materials. The New York Times came out and took some photos when we were dropping the monolith onto the site. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. In fact,
the work itself is beautiful, too.
I put a piece about it on my website, Harris Online, yesterday, including the video that you shot of the cranes actually putting the 10 pieces of limestone in place. There's one for each of the 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights. But I want to just go back to the politics of this for a second, because I looked at the people who you've invited, the honored guests, if you will, for tomorrow's dedication. You have Jan Brewer, who is the right-wing Republican governor of the state of Arizona. She's the one who was famously pictured putting her finger in Obama's face when he got off the plane in Arizona earlier this year while he was campaigning there. They were fighting about all sorts of things in the wake of the Gabby Gifford shooting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Jan Brewer, the governor of the state, very right-wing, and you're also going to have a member of the Arizona legislature who's actually leaving there to become a member of the United States Congress in a couple of weeks, a woman by the name of Kyrsten Sinema, who's very, very left-wing. How do you get all these people together? It's not just the dare, because sometimes when somebody from one side comes up with an idea, the people on the other side say, whatever you're in favor of, we're against.
Well, the governor is accepting the monument as a gift to the people of Arizona. She really should be there. This is a major gift to the people of Arizona. And Kyrsten is there because she's the one who proposed the resolution authorizing the monument back in 2006. She's followed it through ever since and really helped. And what's interesting about Kyrsten, and I'm not talking out of school about this because this is published material, she is, I believe, the first openly bisexual member of Congress ever elected. And to me, what's even more shocking is that she's openly bipartisan.
Well, not the first openly bisexual member. Don't forget Larry Craig.
Oh, yes. He wasn't. That's not open when somebody opens the door to the John. That's not open.
Oh.
That wide stance didn't make it count?
Foot tap,
no,
open the door.
But Kyrsten is, she's just really an interesting, very dynamic individual. She worked for this on this project for 5 years. I'm thrilled that she's able to make it to the dedication in the middle of planning to be a new member of Congress. And we also have the mayor of Phoenix. And well, you know, what's cool is we're going to unveil each amendment one at a time because they're all individually, like you said, individual sculptures. And as the amendments unveiled, we're going to play the reading of the amendments over the loudspeaker so that it's not just the stone itself, but the words are actually being celebrated. We have the top First Amendment lawyer in the state is on our executive committee. He'll do the First Amendment. The co-sponsor in the Arizona legislature, who is conservative, as Kyrsten is liberal, is unveiling the Second Amendment. She's a strong Second Amendment advocate. The Third Amendment's being unveiled by the gentleman who got the Vietnam War Memorial built, which is the memorial that's right next to us in this monument park. And he's, of course, a Vietnam vet, just an infantry guy, great guy. I really like him. Fourth Amendment by a former attorney general. Fifth Amendment by a school teacher. Sixth Amendment by the Chief Justice of the Arizona Supreme Court, which is perfect because it's all those due process clauses. The Seventh Amendment by a friend of mine who's a playwright and a husband and a father, James Garcia. And the reason he's there is I told him, I said, James, we've got to have somebody named Garcia at this in Arizona. Come on, we need a Garcia on the bill. The Eighth Amendment by Kyrsten Sinema, the Ninth Amendment by the mayor of Phoenix, and the Tenth Amendment, appropriately, by the governor who's very in favor of Tenth Amendment rights. So we're trying to put as much meaning and just show the breadth and depth of this document, even in the way that we're doing the unveiling. And the thing I'm really looking forward to is when the ceremony's totally over, and then when people start asking me about this project, I can say all the funny things I've thought in the course of doing it.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious, Chris, how much does something like this cost, and how much are the taxpayers having to chip in for it?
The taxpayers have to chip in nothing.
Nothing?
This is all privately funded. And we brought it in with a projected budget of $400,000. I think we brought it in for about $25,000 less than that.
Congratulations. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And it's going to be there for 100 years, this limestone. That's what it's rated. It's a century material. And it's a beautiful work of art on top of being, the Bill of Rights. And it's really a beautiful display. I mean, it's not often that something exceeds your expectations. This project has, in so many ways, especially over the last 2 years, you know, Paul, we had that big comedy concert. We had Lewis Black, Bill Engvall, Kathleen Madigan. I know you know Kathleen well.
Yep.
We had Dick Gregory, Tommy Smothers, Guido Sarducci, Stephen Wright, and Bobcat Goldthwait. That raised a third of the money for this monument.
We did
that at Phoenix Symphony Hall. Paul, I know what a fan of comedy are. You wish you could have been at that show.
I wish I could have been.
That was one of the best shows I've ever seen.
I'm sure.
And Dick Gregory's 80 years old. A lot of your listeners may not know who Dick is, but he could have been Richard Pryor before Richard Pryor if he wanted to. Instead, he did both comedy and social activism. And 3 months before he came out to do this show, he got arrested in D.C. in front of the Sudanese embassy protesting with George Clooney. So he's still an activist.
No. He just wants to be near George Clooney. I know Dick. He's from St. Louis. So lots of our listeners know Dick Gregory through the years.
Well, and he's still funny. He did this thing on stage. It was so funny. He goes, I'm 80 years old, and I've got 50 degrees, honorary degrees from black colleges on my walls, and I never told anybody this before, but there's something about that old Negro inside of me. I always wanted a white one. And I've been calling these colleges for years, please, Mr. White College, won't you give me an honorary degree? And I never heard back nothing from nobody until last week. Penn State called. And this is back in May, you know, when I was supposed to go. They said, not only will we give you a degree, we'll bring it to you. Nick was funny, man. I got to tell you, everybody on that show was funny. And I think it's the Tommy Smothers told me, he said, this is the last public performance I'm ever going to give.
Wow.
And we've got that on tape. At some point, we'll be releasing that as well. And so it's the most unlikely. It's a very American project. It's a very Bill of Rights project. It has had contributions from people across the political and the apolitical spectrum. And you, of course, remember when I started this, you pointed out to me how unrealistic it was. I said, we're going to do this differently. We're going to make the maximum contribution $100.
Yep.
Yeah, that didn't last long.
Yeah.
That was very well intentioned, but I had no idea how money's raised. And, of course, the first time we met was a great fundraiser you were doing for Children's Hospital in Washington, D.C.
That's right. That's right.
And you sort of said that when I talked to you about the radio, I think you hung up the phone after that interview and you called me back and you said, Chris, I don't think that's very realistic. I admire your idealism, but, you know, you might want to consider changing that.
Yeah, $100 a pop, it sounds like a great idea, but when somebody says, oh, we have to raise $400,000, you go, all right, maybe 110, 120.
Well, but the beautiful thing that we did manage to keep from that idea is that there is not any on-site recognition for any donor to this project. Nobody had a problem with that either. I told everybody the same thing. This is the Bill of Rights. We are not putting logos on it. We're not putting personal names. We're not putting corporate names. The dedication that's on the monument site says simply, from the people to the generations that follow, celebrating the enduring genius of our Bill of Rights. That's all it says.
That's all it needs to say.
The designer gets credited, as they should. The construction company is mentioned who did the installation. And then it says, for more information on this project, go to mybillofrights.org. That's it. You know, and I really am proud of our donors. And of all those, every one of those comics I mentioned to you came in pro bono. The power of this idea, the beauty and the importance of this document, it has attracted a great group of people. Because it's only people that are really passionate about it that are drawn to it. We had the best executive committee. We had 6 people on our executive committee. Every single one of them made a major contribution or contact or pulling this together. That's what it takes. You were talking about, can we do this in other communities? You give me 6 committed community leaders, we can do this in any state in America.
Well, I hope you do get to do it in other communities, and I hope that there is not just one in every state, but multiple monuments in every state to that great document that was ratified 221 years ago tomorrow. It's the Bill of Rights Monument in Phoenix, Arizona, and this is the man who's the driving force behind it and will be leading the dedication of it there tomorrow. And my congratulations to you, Chris Bliss. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks, Paul, and thanks for being an early contributor and all of the support and encouragement you've given me over the years on this. And say hello to Martha for me, would you?
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Paul.